Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we are back, and I'm going to play a little clip of what is taking place in Australia. So, folks, listen to this, because what I'm telling you is this is what, right now, the deep state here, this is what they want to do here, and they will unless you stand up and resist. This is, you know, they cannot arrest all of us, folks. And you know what? What we said in that song, you know, we got to take our country back from the corrupt, the very, very corrupt deep state. So go ahead and play the clip.
The coronavirus has turned the land down under, upside down. Australia used to be known for its fierce individualism and defense of personal freedoms. Well, now, lockdowns, intense tracking of citizens have people claiming the country has turned into a police state. All this when fewer than 1,200 residents have died from COVID in a nation of 25 million. Dale Hurd has the story.
In a now viral tweet, an Australian posted what they said is a view of the world's largest prison from space, a map of Australia. Australia is still a democracy, but its COVID restrictions are severe. It's hard to enter or leave the country unless you're a politician or a celebrity. Citizens are tracked with apps and soon by facial recognition. In some states, you have to have your phone scanned before entering a church. And some have been arrested for simply posting on social media about protests against COVID restrictions. The rest of the world is starting to ask if Australia can still be called a free country. Australia's lockdown has been so draconian, it's brought comparisons on social media to how Australia began, as a prison colony. This pregnant Australian mother was handcuffed and hauled away by cops in front of her children for simply posting on Facebook about a lockdown protest. The charge was incitement.
What on earth? Excuse me, what on earth?
Just put your phone down.
Can you, like, record this? I'm in my pajamas.
What's this?
I had an ultrasound in an hour.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
This leader of an anti-lockdown group, also arrested for incitement, has now been in jail for 3 weeks.
You're under arrest for incitement?
You guys been following me?
Police helicopters look for lockdown violators, like these folks trying to enjoy an evening on a rooftop. And the government has fired rubber bullets and tear gas at anti-lockdown protesters, including children. James Allen, Garrick Professor of Law at the University of Queensland, calls it heavy-handed despotism.
It's been appalling in Australia, and I say that as a big fan of Australia. I'm Canadian, you can tell from the accent. But it's come as a real shock to me how conservative friends are perfectly happy to go along with this.
Australia consists of six states and two territories, each with their own COVID restrictions. Under a new home quarantine plan for international travelers, if you don't send the government your photo and location when it sends you a text, the police will come to your door. Melbourne pastor Paul Furlong has been arrested 3 times and placed in solitary confinement for opening his church during the lockdowns.
The reason I did was for what I believe was a greater law, and that was to obey the word of God. And so I had to choose God's law over man's law.
This church in Sydney, shown before the lockdown, was raided and fined for holding what authorities called an illegal service and for not scanning people's phones before they entered. Some pastors are now concerned that the government could require a vaccine passport before entering a church. We asked Evan Mulholland at Australia's conservative think tank, the Institute of Public Affairs, if he still considers Australia a free country.
Well, it's a good question. It's a question a lot of people across the political spectrum have been asking. These things don't happen in a vacuum. They happen when the political and cultural elites slowly take away our freedoms and they become normalized.
Australians have also begun turning in one another to authorities, East German style. In this tweet, an Australian mother was desperate to find a way home with her son and needed to cross a state border, violating lockdown restrictions. She was turned in to police. With this kind of behavior, you might think many thousands of Australians have died from COVID. But the death toll is under 1,200, out of a nation of 25 million people, or 0.0047% of the population. Almost three times that many Australians die every week from normal causes. But one poll showed most Australians favor living without freedom because they fear COVID more than any other Western nation.
Now, the media has just scared people senseless. The average person thinks, if I catch this, I'm going to die.
There have been several large and sometimes violent demonstrations against the lockdowns and against planned vaccine passports, and hundreds have been arrested. The government says the death toll would have been much worse without lockdowns, and is saying now that life can only return to normal when most of the country is vaccinated.
They describe giving back our freedoms as some sort of a treat, as some sort of a reward, something that can be given back to us and aren't our fundamental freedoms that were stolen from us in the first place.
The Australian journalist Clive James once said the problem with Australians is not that so many of them are descended from convicts, but that so many are descended from prison officers. It's a quote that's being talked about a lot these days. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
Now, don't think this can't cross an ocean.
All right. Here, Joe. Australian Army begins transferring COVID-positive cases contacts to quarantine camps. The Australian Army has begun forcibly removing residents in the Northern Territories to the Howard Springs quarantine camp, located in Darwin, after about 9 new COVID cases were identified in the community in Binjari. The move comes after hard lockdowns were instituted. Binjari and Rockhole no longer have the 5 reasons to leave their homes, said Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner, referring to the country's 5 allowable reasons to leave your home. Buying food and supplies, exercising for up to 2 hours, or caregiving, work or education. If it can't be done from home, then it gets and to get vaccinated at the nearest possible location. They can only leave for medical treatment in an emergency or as required by law. It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to Howard Springs today, either as a positive cases or close contacts. He continued, adding, we have already identified 38 close contacts from Binjari, but the number will go up. Those 38 are being transferred now. I contacted the Prime Minister last night, and we are grateful for the support of about 20 ADF personnel as well as Army trucks to assist with the transfer of positive cases and close out contacts. So what are they doing? You know, they're using the fear tactics, and you know what's going to – it's already started happening here. You know, we're seeing athletes dropping dead out there. Israel has figured out what they've done. They've done more damage to their military than any army's been able to do, any foreign army. And so here, and this is what you're going to see too, myocarditis here in our military, it hits the young men much harder, and that is permanent. That's permanent damage. They're going to be coming down, and they're going to be, and this is what they're going to say. They're going to convinced those, the fearful. What does it tell you in Revelation 21, verse 8? The unbelieving and the fearful. You see these people, yep. Joe, wearing their face, their soiled face diapers, and they have fear in their eyes, and they'll blame us, while they're the ones right now, they're the ones that are spreading this.
Exactly. Well, I've got two things here that kind of back it up. One is a Chinese dissenter, an artist. His name, he had ran from China, escaped. AI Weiwei warned that political correctness here, or, you know, wokeness, has begun to show shades of similarity to Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution. He said, in many ways, the U.S. is already behaving like an authoritarian state. Quote, if you are authoritarian, you have to have a system to support you. You cannot just be authoritarian by yourself. but certainly here in the United States, with today's conditions, you can easily have an authoritarian state. In many ways, you're already in one. You just don't know it. Then we have a doctor that we're well aware of, Dr. Malone, trying to catch Dr. Robert Malone, an immunologist and virologist. He is the one who first came up with the use of the messenger RNA in vaccines. And he said this, the virus increasingly is becoming a platform for advancing other agendas. The future of global totalitarianism is here. It's just not evenly distributed yet. And he talks about Austria, the first country to require every citizen be vaxxed, is the most egregious example of the deployment of a totalitarian approach to this whole thing. And he's talking about it's, he talked to a Dr. Matthias Desmet of a Belgian university. He's saying the leaders are going through what's a mass formation psychosis, madness of the crowds, said the doctor. A lot of these governments have been overtaken by this psychosis or hypnosis. They really believe that these vaccines are effective, they're going to work, and they're doubling down. And he said, clearly, they aren't. And so we see one of the world's great doctors, the one who came up with this mRNA vaccine technology, said, hey, this is global totalitarianism. They're using this to control the world, folks. This is a worldwide communist takeover, a globalization takeover. And we can stop it here in America if especially the Christians stand up and say, no, we're not going to give up our constitutional republic where our rights and freedom come from God, not the darn government.
Well, let me just read. See, all of these corporations, you know, you just had here over the weekend, you had a number of people, they picketed Cleveland Clinic and university hospitals, and there's an ongoing picket, I mean, going on there on Route 20 in Menor against all of these things, but, and they don't have to. The Cleveland Clinic and OSHA, none of these people, first of all, no COVID vaccine available in America has been approved by the FDA, not one. Second, here, OSHA announces it will comply with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and suspend Biden's unconstitutional vaccine mandate. There you go. And it says, pending further court action, OSHA has suspended activities related to the implementation of the enforcement of the ETS pending future developments in litigation. Well, now they've just came out with a ruling that said, I mean, they really blasted it, and I think this is going to hit the Supreme Court. The Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals ordered the stay on November 12th. Fake White House occupier Chief Joe Biden, who issues illegal decrees from a mock Oval Office built on an actual soundstage, ordered American businesses to continue to enforce the vaccine mandate despite the court's ruling. The mandate blatantly is unconstitutional and illegal, and the Fifth Circuit Court granted a stay on the mandate based on a grave constitutional issues that arises. The idea that OSHA could deprive Americans of the right to work based on their decision to reject experimental deadly injection that has already killed, now listen to this, at least 18,000 Americans. This is what the courts rule, but we know that the actual court count is now over 150,000. Over 150,000 actually have been killed. Represents grove overreach of federal agencies. No COVID vaccine available in the U.S. has been approved by the FDA. The agency has only approved the Comirnaty vaccine. And even if the vaccine were 100% safe and effective, it would still be illegal to force people to take it. The fact that Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are still experimental, authorized EUA, not approved by the FDA, makes the forcing of such shots on American people a violation of the Nuremberg Codes against forced medical experimentation on human beings. Credible estimates. Yeah, so, oh, wait, look at this. Credible estimates of numbers of Americans killed by COVID vaccines now range from 250,000, according to Dr. Zev Zelenko, to over 1.8 million, a projection of the fact that VAERS only captures about 1% of the deaths. Vaccine mandates are murdering American workers and causing severe economic distress, supply chain disruption, product shortages, and untold pain and suffering. There you go, folks. You have to stand up. This is, and you
all over the world. And let me follow up. We did that again. That song about the government. You know, being you can't. How was it worded? Can't be right if the government.
It's hard to be right when the government's wrong.
Right. FBI raids home of a mom who protested school board. Remember, we've been talking about this. An FBI SWAT team, get this, you know, mask, helmet, shields, guns, everything, came barging into the home of a mother of four children in Colorado, knocking down her door, bursting into the house with guns, handcuffing her while she was homeschooling her children. This is the first known case of the federal government making good on its promise to not only intimidate, but to go after a mom who was involved in her local school board politics, according to Brandon House, interviewing Sharona Bishop. And, you know, we know that Garland had issued memorandum, and we know that because there was a leak, and we've seen it, and we know that... he said, oh, nothing like this exists, but he sent a memorandum to the State Department and Department of Justice and handed this out, these threats. So here the SWAT team comes in and they manhandled her daughter, 18-year-old daughter.
Are you there? Upstairs. Are you there, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out again.
You're but, cutting out, too. We're having one of those nights. Basically, they handcuffed her husband, herself, her 18-year-old daughter. They searched her house, ransacked the place. And she has a website, and they're going after her because she's an activist mom, and they want to intimidate everybody else. But you can go to her website. It's americasmoms.net. America's. Plural, mom.net, americasmom.net. That's her website, and you can see where she's been trying to protect her children from the filth at schools. And she's a good Christian, law-abiding woman. And so the government, the war has begun, folks, when the FBI is raiding a home. Now, the follow-up story is even worse, because ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and they all skipped the DOJ whistleblower story revealing the threat tag that targeted parents at school board meetings. In other words, there's a news blackout on the fact that the Biden administration got together with the school boards and sent orders over to Garland, who issued a memorandum to the FBI to go and put threat tags on these people who were protesting school boards. So basically, we've got most of the American news media hiding this story. They are lying by omission by not telling you what's going on. They are not telling the story.
They are contracted. They're contracted liars, Joe. They are contracted. And I've never heard, okay, you know, there's no evidence at all, okay, that some of these people, like Mr. Lamont, okay, has ever told the truth at all, okay? These people at PMS, NBC, it was Saturday night. I watched, or maybe it was last night. I could only watch about 5 minutes of 60 Minutes. It was, they had told, they are so far left, so completely corrupted, I had to turn it off. I mean, it was so bad. So this is why it's so important for programs like this one to be out here, to bring this information and to the people out there. Because again, what you're saying is absolutely right. And so I'm hearing. Are you still there, Joe?
Yeah, it even gets worse. The same organization ignored anything about the Durham indictments of the Steele dossier subsource. You know, after they spent 4 years hyping the Russia collusion narrative, they are going crickets on the story about the Durham indictments. So it's getting worse, folks. Half the country is in total news blackout about important events. And this is why it's so important that you keep, like this show on the air. That thank you those that donated last week during our telethon, our weekly or our monthly fundraiser. The true sources, they're coming after groups. If they came after that mom, they're going to start coming after more and more people. This is serious. We all need to stand and fight with everything we have.
All right, Joe, here's...
school moms, we're in trouble.
Here's the thing. Garland lied to the Congress. That's a federal offense. That's a felony. He lied more than one. Fauci lied more than one time, okay? And so did Meyer Dorcas. He too lied more than one time. Now, so that's a felony. The problem of it is it's up to the Justice Department to bring charges against them for lying. And so here you've got these hardcore criminals. I mean, very corrupt people, okay, Garland and that. And they're put in there. This is where Obama, this is what he spent all of his time when he was in, when people saying that he was totally incompetent and ineffective. No, this is what he was working on. Placing corrupt people in high places. That was his specialty. Places many corrupt people in high places. And this is why we, the American people, true Americans, Christian patriots, are at war with such a corrupted federal government. So,
it's I guess I just can't stress it enough, folks, how terrible this is in America. What is going on? How bad this is? I just look across at all these different stories. I have stacks of stuff, and I know Pastor Ernie has the same thing. Like, here's one that kind of funnels it up. Teacher union tells members how to undermine parents on sex and gender issues. We totally stalked our student, one educator. There in California, the California Teachers Association had workshops where they surveilled the students' Google searches, online chats, listened into conversations to identify and personally invite certain sixth grade students to join their LGBTQ school clubs. We got some leaked documents, which were reviewed by Abigail Schreier, which authenticated these conference attendees. The teachers hid information about students involved in the club from parents. The workshops informed teachers how to create these gay straight clubs in middle schools. They're going younger and younger and younger. Every year they go to a younger group. Fifth and sixth graders now they're going after to bring out their sodomite tendencies and go after the weak children. And they talk about how they keep parents in the dark if the kid's in a member. Oh, we don't keep records in our club, said one teacher, because the parents get upset if their kids are coming. So I don't know. Maybe they came. Maybe they didn't. We don't know. And it just goes on and on about the deceit, the lying, the crookedness, how they want to go after your children. Their goal is to capture the children, folks, because if they can mess up these little children's brains, turn them into mush, get them sexually involved early, get them on these sexual transformation agendas. They destroy the family, they destroy the culture, and this is part of this revolution. Break up the family, destroy the children, and sexualize the nation. This is one of the things the cultural Marxists first came up with way back, was we've got to break up Western civilization. We've got to destroy the family. How do we do it? We've got to get rid of God, ban God, and then we've got to sexualize the children. That will destroy the family. The family is the basis of the civilization. And we do that, we can have our communist revolution.
All right, Joe. Andrew, Mighty Andrew, are we getting any calls from the other stations about being brought down?
Not since about 10:30.
Okay, what happened at 10:30?
Just a couple of minutes of garbage, and then everything was back.
Okay, very good. Okay. Well, because I'm hearing the jitters coming now. I don't know if you can hear this, but it's the it's almost kind of like, you know, the fizzing sound. If you have, like, if you drop an Alka-Seltzer into a glass, you get this fizzing.
I've been having bad breakups all night. I've tried 3 call-in lines to the studio and still getting broken up stuff from you and from the studio.
Okay, well,
something's wrong tonight. That's
yeah, right. Well, yeah, the devil's in the details again tonight. But anyhow, we're still up right now at this point. So with that, I wanted to just hit a couple things very close, and that is this very quickly. I wanted to hit this one. Then we'll open the phone lines to take some calls. Mayo Clinic doctor says vaccines are locking in suppressed immunity, making people more prone to HIV, HPV, shingles, and herpes. Lately, so here, again, this is a Mayo Clinic doctor. Lately, we have warned you about the trend of acute injuries, including sudden death resulting from Wuhan coronavirus. But another thing to keep in mind is that in most of the fully vaccinated is much more subtle now to kill process that's taking place. The effects of the slow kill process may not be immediately apparent, but over time they become more and more apparent as the injections wear away at the immune system, leaving it more prone to infection with other viruses. Dr. Ryan Cole, a board-certified pathologist who runs the largest independent diagnostic lab in Idaho, says that it is observing serious declines in the health of people who took the jabs. After people get these shots, we're seeing very concerned lockdown or locked in low profile of these important killer T cells that you want in your body. Dr. Cole warns in the below video. Oh, well, he's talking about a video here. It's almost a reverse HIV, and I'm having a hard time getting a page turned here. Okay. With HIV, you lose helper T cells and CD4 cells. In this virus post-vaccine, we are seeing in a drop in your killer T cells, your CD8 cells, and what to do, CD8 cells do. They keep all other viruses in check. In the laboratory, Dr. Cole says he is seeing a sharp uptick in the herpes family of viruses, as well as shingles, mono, and human papillomavirus in the cervical biopsies and pap smears of women related. Dr. Cole also says the endometrial cancers are up to 2,000% since January. I mean, it goes on. None of this article is good news at all. It gets worse as we go. Okay, let's do this.
Scary stuff, because that stuff is going to just bring just all kinds of heartaches on the people of this country, Pastor.
All righty, we're going to open the phone lines and take some calls. So the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673 nationwide. 888-677-9673 nationwide. I want to thank all of you that helped us during the fundraiser. It was very successful, and we want to thank you very much so that we can continue to bring you the news we bring you. We'll be back after this with more. Don't go away.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. Son of man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning? Rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning.
All righty, we are back, and Joe, listen, I'm going to ask all the folks out there to pray. We've, you know, even during that song, I could hear things happening. So, folks, we're going to just, join with us, we can defeat the enemy. We can defeat the enemy, but there's power in prayer. So, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just would ask, Lord, Father God, that you would come against the darkness. Come against the darkness out there. Come against the power, Lord, of the prince of the power of the airwaves, Lord God, and those that would try to take us down, Father God. And the rest of this radio program, let it fall out in such a manner, Lord, that everything that's said is said according to your glory, that your truth, your whole truth, and nothing but your truth, Lord, it would be well-pleasing. We'll expose the darkness, Lord. Use the radio program, the rest of this tonight, Father God, there's a bright, bright light to expose the darkness out there. And Father God, again, come against those that are trying to take us down again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay. The phone lines are open. But usually, as soon as I say they're open, within a few seconds, we have callers. Andrew, are the lines?
This. You finished, you said amen, and my phone cleared up, and you are coming clear for the first time in probably 30 minutes on my phone.
Well, praise the good Lord for that. Amen.
That's what I call answered prayer.
Yeah. Andrew, are the phones lighting, or he may be on the phones? Okay. This is very strange. Very strange because normally, you know, before I can even, once I say those phone lines are open, boom, they light up. But right now, Andrew says there's no calls coming in. So I'm wondering, especially if Cliff isn't there. So I'm wondering if we're not on, and if we're even on in New York. So you folks out there, listen. If you can hear us, if you're listening out there, give us a call and let us know. Okay? Joe, if they can't hear us, they shouldn't call, right?
Right. All right. Pretty obvious. Hey, well, we're waiting for either Andrew to figure something out. We were going to do that Hunter Biden story, how the firm he was involved, investment firm that he was one of the founders, helped a Chinese company, communist Chinese company, purchase one of the world's most lucrative cobalt mines from an American company. We owned it, and he helped. He established this Bohai Harvest, or BHR it was called, equity investment fund management company with some other Americans and some Chinese partners back in 2013. And the American members controlled about 30% of the Shanghai-based operation and served on a board. Anyway, to make a long story short, they did a deal in 2016 that saw this Congo Cobalt Company and copper mine transfer from America, a company, American company, Freeport-McMoRan, and was sold to a Chinese company, China Molybdenum, for about $2.65 billion. But the point is, this was back when somebody saw ahead of time with all everybody going electric. This cobalt mine is one of the most important things in producing cobalt in the world for making the battery for your electric vehicles that they're going to force on you, and they're going to quit making the regular, what they call fossil fuel, which, of course, is a joke because oil doesn't come from fossils. That's one of the big lies they keep telling you. But anyway, there's a big story here, and Hunter Biden is in the middle of all of this, controlling a large share of the funds. And here, again, we had Hillary turning over the I'm a senior moment.
Uranium now. One. 25% of our uranium.
To the Russians. Yeah. And now we've got Hunter Biden helping turn over one of the biggest cobalt mines in the world to the Chinese communists, who are now have about 80% of the rare earth mines, control of several rare earth minerals, including the cobalt. And they're also the ones that have all the big major battery factories. And by the way, they're building one coal-fired power plant every month this year, buying up all the coal that they can in the world. And
Hey Joe, can you hear me? Do you know where they're getting a lot of that coal? Do you know where they're getting a lot of that coal, Joe?
They're buying it all over the world.
They're buying it right here from America. A lot of that coal, the clean burning coal that they won't let us burn here, they're buying it from here. Right. And so instead of being able to, you know, use coal here and get cheaper, much cheaper electricity in that, no, not here.
Green burning coal, right?
Right. That's what they're selling them.
So, yeah, that was the same thing with the natural. Our natural gas is extremely clean burning, and that pipeline from Russia that Biden okayed, you know, to go to the European Union, guess what? Their natural gas is extremely dirty, produces something like 10 times more pollution. So what we did is we stopped our ability to produce and sell one of the cleanest burning natural gas in the world, and we're letting Europe power its, you know, needs with some of the dirtiest natural gas in the world, polluting the air. It seems like everything Biden is doing is harming the earth. When he says this is all about creating the Green Revolution, everything he's done is harming it.
Well, yeah, of course. Remember, Joe, how long, you know, they'll always do the opposite of what they say. They'll always do the opposite. It's about money. Their job is to destroy communism, Antichrist. Destroy. This is the Antichrist. They never build anything. They only tear things down. They only destroy. That's what
they also are the ones. If there's a shedding of innocent blood, they are the ones behind the shedding of innocent blood. Always.
Always. Okay, and Andrew.
I wonder if people are beginning to understand this, that China is not our trading partner. China is our enemy. It's part of the Antichrist system. It is trying to...
China came out and said boldly, told its people, I listened to them as they were telling large crowd of people in a university how they own America, that they have their people in the highest office in the land. We have our people in the highest office in the land, and America will be ours. It will belong to us. We're buying up their farmland, and we're going to own America. And they own. Joe Biden is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese. There you go. Now let me ask Andrew. Andrew, if we're not getting phone calls, then something is very, very wrong. Yeah. And so...
We have never had a night that I can think of that the phone didn't, there wasn't somebody there within 30 seconds, a minute at least.
Well, yeah, and so, I mean, usually they're on the line waiting for us to open the lines, but,
right.
But, so, Andrew, are you there?
Yeah.
And are we still not getting any phone calls? Okay. What Andrew just told us, he tried to call the call-in number 888-677-9673, and it's dead.
Dead.
Okay. Uh-huh. So now he's going to check the other line and see if it's alive.
Well, remember, I had to try three separate lines before I could really hear what, you know, you were trying to ask me questions, and I was trying to guess what you were saying. Oh, this isn't going well.
You know, this is why I hate computers and that. They can do this from outside. They don't have to be in the studio.
No.
They can do this. And in the old days, it was so much better, you know, when you had regular, just straight phone lines. And mm-hmm. And nowadays, again, this is the problem that we're having, and
you know,
he's going to...
How many stories have we done? I mean, and there's many that we haven't gotten around to, the Russians hacking us, the Chinese hacking us, the North Koreans hacking us, some unknown pirate somewhere in the world hacking. They've hacked our government. They've hacked our businesses. They've hacked the colleges and universities. Data has been stolen from federal government employees, from banks, from credit card... The communist world has been hacking us. They are just beating us to death. They are ahead of us in technology in that sense that they are just raping us of information by hacking. They have their spies in our colleges and universities all across this country. They are beating us militarily with that new subsonic missile that went around the world twice and hit its target. That we don't have any defense against. The Russians and the Chinese have now these satellite-eating satellites that can go up and destroy our satellites. And remember Jan Psaki making fun. Somebody asked her about our space command. Oh, the space command. Yeah, I'll have to get back to you on that. I'll have to see if anybody knows anything about it. Making a big joke about our space defense, while the two biggest enemies on Earth are advancing in their ability to control space.
No. The biggest enemy of America is in Washington, D.C. It's called the federal government. It is called the federal government. Right now, they are America's largest enemy.
These are still two big enemies that if we had a real leader in place and weren't in the middle of a communist revolution would be doing something to protect us from these enemies. Let's put it that way.
Okay, well, listen.
Okay?
If the phone lines are down, well, they're down, then that means that we're still on the air, okay?
Hopefully,
now,
yeah.
Hopefully, you know, we're still in the air. He hasn't, he's checking on that. Apparently, we haven't got any other calls from the other stations
they
yet.
They couldn't call in anyway if the lines are not working.
Well, they would probably they wouldn't call in on those lines. They would call in on the other. But if the unless the other lines aren't working either, and so let's see what he comes up with out there. So
that's one thing, folks, about live radio, and I've noticed this stuff doesn't seem to happen to a lot
of programs. Okay, no, hold on. Joe, hold on. Don't say anything. Now, go ahead, Andrew. Tell me that again.
All right. So I called Jimmy, and he said he is working on it as well. So what is happening is no other phone lines are allowed to connect or connecting at all to allow any incoming calls other than Joe's.
Now, that is kind of strange, isn't it? Okay, right now, what could you hear what he said, Joe?
No, not a word.
Okay. What he is saying is that the only phone line that is alive that has come in right now, and they have a lot of different lines there at the studio, is yours. All the others have been shut down right now. So,
wow.
Okay, and they're trying to figure out how that's being done. Okay, so anyhow. Knowing that,
the feeling apparently you and I are not popular in some circles, Pastor Ernie.
Well, maybe we're too popular. Maybe anyhow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, since they've done that, well, let's give them some. Let's give them something to think about here. Facebook workers demanded a tax on white people, and especially white men, be excluded from the hate speech policy. That's right. Facebook employees urge executives to exclude criticism directed towards white men from the company's hate speech policies, according to internal documents reported by the Washington Post. And so here...
Well, wait a minute. This is Wampo telling the truth. This is kind of an odd story.
Yeah. Facebook researchers tried to change the company's content moderation algorithms that automatically delete hate speech because they viewed the algorithms as inadequately protecting minority users. The Washington Post reported, citing internal memos and research, the efforts came following a document from April 2020 that showed that around 90% of hate speech algorithms were detecting and removing content directed towards white men.
Yep, white people and men. White men, yep.
Yep, there you
they
go.
Don't like us. Boy, we aren't, in, you know, just adds one more thing to us being hated. We're white men. We're conservative. We are definitely Bible-believing Christians, and we are not silent. So I have the feeling we are drawing attention.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. God is on the throne, and he's in complete control. You know, you were mentioning all those terrible things out there. But, folks, God is on the throne. God has a way of really throwing a monkey wrench in all of the plans of the wicked, the enemy out there. And so.
But he has also called his children, and I'm looking at a list in front of me, we are to what? Exhort. We are to storm the gates. We are to run to the battle, stand in the gap. Fight the fight, witness, testify, pray, rebuke, reprove, save those that are being led to slaughter. We are to visit the sick, feed the hungry, love our neighbor, obey him. And all those words that he puts out for us to do are active verbs. And I think God's saying, now is the time for you to go out and obey me. All the things I ask you to do, take action, Christians. Lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven. And I think he's giving us a marvelous opportunity, and some people don't realize this is an opportunity for us to be able to raise our status and our rank in heaven.
Okay, very good. Let's see. I'm getting, let me see. Okay, iHeartRadio is working, But it says all the phone lines are down. Let me see what we got here. We got something. They're blocking you in Detroit on 1500 AM. So we're getting getting people are texting me here telling me that's where we're being blocked out now on 1500 in Detroit. So, and
while you're checking out, let me finish that story you started about the Facebook workers. What these researchers for Facebook, what they wanted to do, they were pushing for algorithms that automatically remove hate speech directed only, in other words, to remove any hate speech directed only toward blacks, Jews, LGBT individuals, Muslims, and people of multiple races. So hate speech against white men, against Christians, okay, but we can't have any.
All right. Blacks. Heaven or hell, which one will you choose? Jesus Christ awaits your choice, folks. This is what God's Word, the Bible, makes it very clear. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3:36, in fact, says that. Will you admit that you are a sinner? That's the question right now, okay? Will you admit that? Because only sinners can be saved.
That's right.
Do you want to be forgiven?
Jesus said he came not to save the well, but the sick, right?
And your life changed. Will you humble yourselves and pray to God right now and ask Jesus Christ to save you? You see, that often, folks, and I know that many times people do, when we're given an invitation, they do. And so, Joe, you've got about 90 seconds to lead in a prayer. Say a sinner's prayer. You've got about 90 seconds.
Dear Heavenly Father, the sinner needs to call upon you in the name of the Father. Pray like this. Oh, Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you by my thoughts, by my words, by my deeds. I ask to be forgiven of those sins. I am sorry that my sins put your Son upon that cross. Lord, I repent that, and with all my heart, and I'm asking that Jesus can become Lord of my life, all of my life. I accept him as Lord without any reservations, without any doubts, and that he would send me the Holy Spirit, my down payment on everlasting life, that through the process of being born again, I become a born-again believer, I become a new creation, I become a child of the kingdom, and I become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And Lord, I ask this in the name of the precious name, in the name of Jesus. We always just pray to the Father, you know.
In the name of the Son. But we are out of time for tonight. So as we always do at this time every night, we say, good night, God bless,
God bless.
And always, always, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left. Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.